We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Atlanta United finally back on the field as they play their final two games of the year, welcoming in the Chicago Fire. And to that, we welcome into the program professional football kicker and team president Darren Eels.
Darren!
Morning, chaps. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Yeah, Dan, we want to ask you about that, man. What's up with that? You kicking field goals and stuff. You trying to try for the Falcons, or you heard they needed you or something? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, we were playing a kickball tournament, and someone just said, oh, you know, you fancy trying a field goal. So I managed to make one from 52 yards. But here's the thing, Hugh. We try to promote across our businesses internal hires. So when Matt went down, I can't believe Dan Quinn and Tom Nestor-Mitroff didn't sort of call me to say, come in for a trial. I'm still smarting from it.
Well, it was a 52-yarder, you know.
That is no joke. 52 yards.
I think I still had more in me as well. I think I could get to 60 perhaps.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I hear you talking.
Darren Eels joining us. Well, final two games of the year. Finally coming back from break, it's just like, let's get going here. And Sunday against the Chicago Fire. All right, Darren, two games to go. You know what's in front of you. You win both. You get everything on a silver platter. Here it is.
Yeah, look, it's one of those. It's where we want to be. We're in control. It's our destiny. And, you know, we've got two matches to go. Big one for us Sunday, and it's going to be another great crowd. As you said, we're going to have another sellout. We're just going to put our average above 53,000 for the season, which is just remarkable. And I spoke about this before, that we'll be top 15 in the world in attendance. And, you know, what's important for us is that we put on a good show for the amazing fans that we've got, and hopefully we get that win that takes us that one step nearer to our first ever trophy.
You know, Dan, I know it's only been two seasons, but has it sunk in the success that Atlanta United has had up until this point? Has it really sunk in for you yet?
No, I don't think it has. And look, I mean, part of it is because, you know, we want to win trophies. And whilst it's great, the points that we've got so far, we haven't completed it yet. And we've got two games to go, and then it's the playoffs. So I think, you know, what we want to do is have that successful season and then look back around Christmas time and sort of bask in the glow of what we've achieved. At the moment, we're just focused on each game as it comes and making sure that we finish out as best we can.
You know what, speaking of that, each game as it comes, I think I asked a couple of players this as well. Are you just ready for the season to be over, to just get on to the playoffs and everything?
I think, you know, for us it is important, this first trophy, because we're a new club. I think, you know, it's one of those where, you know, we'd like to win the Supporter Shield because, firstly, it's a trophy. Secondly, you know, I quite like the fact that it's a trophy that was actually named by the supporters. They basically came up with the concept of giving an award to the team with the best regular season record. It's actually owned by the supporters. So I think for us, for Atlanta United, it would have a special resonance if our first trophy is something that comes from the supporters, given the amazing support we've had in the city and the numbers that we get to our games. So I think, you know, for us, we want to win that trophy. And, of course, it helps us here in the playoffs because, you know, you want that number one seed because it makes your pathway, you know, it's never going to be easy, but at least gives you the most optimal pathway.
Talking with Darren Eels, team president of Atlanta United, ahead of Atlanta United and the Chicago Fire, pregame with Jason Longshore, Mike Conney, 2:30 on Sunday. The kick from Mercedes-Benz Stadium is 3 o'clock. Darren, if I may, I want to talk to you a little bit about that game, but I want to do a couple of house cleaning notes here first. I know a lot of Five Stripes fans concerned about both Miggy Almiron and Tito Villalba. Can you kind of update us the best you know about their status?
Yeah, I mean, they're just on a sort of week-to-week, day-to-day, so we'll just have to see. I mean, the good thing for us, we spoke about, you know, the fact that the playoffs aren't still for a couple of weeks, so the good thing we know is that we've got time to be able to get them back for the playoffs, which is going to be the most important. So, you know, I don't know if they're going to play this weekend, but I do know what we'll be sure about is making sure they're ready for the playoffs, and that for us is one of the luxuries of having these two games in a regular season before we get to the playoffs, is it does give us a little bit more time to make sure everyone's, you know, as rested and as healthy as they can be for that first playoff game.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll take that, in stride here. And, again, we get ready for the game. And we do want to ask you about the game against Chicago in a moment. But I need to, Darren, I want to take you out of the conversation we're having. I want to move you over here and kind of go to your knowledge of international soccer for a second. Because what we're learning here, and I'm learning this too, is that as we go along, international soccer is so big. The sport is so huge that it, unlike baseball or football for us or even basketball, it extends beyond our borders when we're talking about, you know, the player movement and things of that nature. We don't have international player movement, for example, in the NFL. And as a result, there's a rumor mill that exists in places like England and France and even South America that is so much larger than any other. I've never seen anything like this. So are we as fans, my question to you, Darren Eales, are we as fans, just do we have to get up to speed with the disinformation and all the rumors that tend to permeate throughout the world press here when it involves Major League Soccer or individual players? Is that something we just got to kind of get used to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, we saw it last week when, you know, they made up a quote from Darren Eagles and, you know, about Miguel Albiron and a ridiculously low price. I mean, this is what happens. People just make stuff up and it gathers momentum. And, you know, I think it's been interesting for us, for Atlanta United, for MLS, because what we're seeing is we're becoming relevant now on the global soccer stage. And by that, I mean, if I'm an agent with a player and I'm trying to sort of drive up his price, his contract, I'm going to name drop Atlanta United because they're a team that's known. They're a team that's known as a top club in MLS. And, you know, if you're the agent, you're just trying to create some noise around your player. And we're going to get that continually now, I think. We've just got to get used to it. And it reminds me, John, it's funny. I mean, I had it when I was at Tottenham Hotspur. You know, we'd have the media guys would say, you know, have you got any comment on this rumor? And the reality is you just can't comment because otherwise all you'll be doing is spending your whole time saying, you know, that's not true, that's not true. And as soon as you say one isn't true, everyone's going to jump to the assumption that it is true. So, you know, our policy is we just don't comment on players that are, you know, under contract with other teams. And likewise, for our players, we're all just focused on, you know, doing the best we can this year and hopefully winning trophies.
Darren Eales joining us a little bit as we get the game against Chicago coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, what have you seen from Chicago? You haven't played them in a while since May, so what have you seen? Are they still basically the same team that you faced the last time you faced them?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be interesting because on the one hand, you know, their season's done in the sense that they have that they can't make the playoffs, but they've had a pretty good run of form recently, and all of these things, you're a player, you're playing sort of for your contract the next season, you're playing to try and keep in the coach's plan. So, you know, they can be dangerous, and as we know, we had it in the US Open Cup. You know, we put what we felt was a strong side out for that game, but we didn't get it done, and that was really, you know, one of the disappointments of this season was, you know, that we couldn't go further in the US Open Cup. So, you know, we absolutely can't take it for granted, and I think, you know, it's a bit of a cliche, but it's going to be one of those games where if we can get that early goal, then I think, you know, that sets us up really well for success in the game. If we don't get that or we're a little bit sloppy at the start, then we might give them something to hold on to, and that's where it gets really difficult.
Darren Eales, team president of Atlanta United, for another minute here. Darren, talking to Michael Parkhurst the other day, you and I were, Atlanta United has the reputation, rightfully so, of being for lack of a better term, kind of a run-and-gun team. They're high-press. They want to score a lot of goals. They want to get in your face, put a lot of pressure on you. I get that. But the playoffs, like everything else, tend to be a little bit of a different animal. And I ask him, and I wonder if you agree with this, that when it comes to winning the MLS Cup, making a deep run in the playoff, all those things that are still in front of you, that if there's one area of the team that's going to have to be especially solid, it's Parkhurst, it's LGP, it's the back line. You're going to have to be really good in front of Brad Guzan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, it's no different from other sports. You know, ultimately, when you're there, we talk about the attack, but you need that defense as well to win championships. But the thing for us is our defending is everybody on the team. So the way we play, our style of play, the way Tata sets a team up is, yes, you know, we want Parky and LGB to be solid at centre-backs, but, you know, their job is made a lot more difficult if we're not pressing at the right time in all areas of the pitch. So it starts with Joseph right at the very tip of the spear, and everyone's got to do it together. And I think that's where this season we're in much better shape because if you recall last year, we had that fixture logjam at the end of the season. So we were going into that midweek playoff game, having played, you know, a crazy number of games, something like 8 games in 24 days. This year it's much more spaced out. So I do think we'll be in a better position to play our style of football with some rested players.
That sounds great, Darren Eales. We look forward to seeing the team back on the pitch on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz. Thank you, sir.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.